Blog Talk Radio.
What we do in life echoes in eternity. For a few, the Christmas spirit, the holiday spirit. While we're on the table, now we are free in the art of the console. Hey folks, Sayaka Cassidy Benga here. Wanted to give you an extended intro into our show for today. I've always dug that song. It's called Now We Are Free. It's by Hans Zimmer. He composed the music. The lyrics is Lisa Gerrard. She's out of Australia. Beautiful song. Again, it's called Now We Are Free. And you may have heard me under the music, or was it over the music, talking about that will be the song for DRC. I know it's been a while. Today is a good day. Any day alive and above ground is a great day. I had my photo shoot finally taken today. My good friend of mine is named Patrick from Boston. Know each other for a couple of years. Haven't seen each other in a couple of years. Is actually out here in Los Angeles. So you know, he did some shoots, some shots of me, three different looks. I'll be from my portal for saidabenga.com. That's about since Akin Lana out there in New York, a good friend of mine, keeps saying, you know, she's kind of up my, hidden partner. She made a point that folks may not know how to spell my name. So let me spell that for you. S-A-I-D. D as in David I. B-I-N-G-A. That's S-A-I-D. D as in David I. B as in Bob I. N as in Nancy. G as in George A. And that'll be saidabenga.com. I'll have the photos up probably, hopefully, by the end of this coming week. A lot of things have been going on, but first off, I hope you guys out there are doing well, particularly my listeners out there in the Northeast. I understand there's a couple of blizzards coming through, those people in New England. A couple of winter storms have been coming through, a lot of snow, a lot of wind, a lot of rain. It was actually very interesting. Well, they love the sirens again, but again, they're not after me. It's been very interesting. That's why I have to let them pass. Make sure they're not chasing me first. Let me get my suitcase ready just in case. Okay, they didn't stop. They're still going by. It's been really cold out here in L.A. Right, guys? I got people sitting around me as I do this broadcast. I mean, like cold. Leather jackets, trench coats, breath in the morning. I mean, you can see the mist of your breath when you talk. It's been about 40 degrees. I feel like I was in Boston. We just needed some snow and some like really cold air, you know, blowing through the city buildings. So my folks in Boston, my folks in New York, my folks on the East Coast, my folks in Canada, my folks where it is freezing right now, I hope you're doing well. Today's show, something very interesting happened this week, two incidents actually. Today's show segment is entitled Rick Warren and Ben Affleck. Rick Warren is the pastor of Saddlebrook Church out here in Orange County, that's south of L.A. He has been chosen by President-elect Barack Obama to give the invocation at President-elect Obama's inauguration. Conversely, Ben Affleck, actor from Boston, Academy Award winner, along with Matt Damon for Good Will Hunting, came out years ago, starring Robin Williams. He just released a short film he directed called Give Me Shelter. The song is by the Rolling Stones. And he did the movie to raise awareness for Congo. Now, I come back to Rick Warren, that I know a lot of people have issues with him, and they love his book. I believe it's called The Purpose Life. It's all about, you know, your destiny in life, so like that. Very popular, hugely successful. He's also best friends with Paul Kagame, president of Rwanda. And the disappointing thing is, to me, when I first saw the announcement, I was just very disappointed in President-elect Obama and his decision to select a man who's good friends with somebody that's basically the mastermind behind the annihilation of the Congolese in Eastern Congo. I'm not saying that Mr. Warren, Pastor Warren, doesn't say good things in his service. I understand he's ultra-conservative from what I hear. There are things he's for and things he's against. Those subject matters aren't for this show today. My concern and focus is that I've seen several literature online and heard this in a discussion where people are saying there are people out there that should put pressure on Kagame that has Paul Kagame's ear. And often I've seen Rick Warren's name mentioned. So I was asking myself, so Rick Warren, who's best friends with Paul Kagame, who Rick Warren says is a man of God, is going to be given the inauguration at President-elect Barack Obama's, is going to be given the invocation at Barack Obama's inauguration. The question becomes, and, you know, I haven't met the next president. Will anything be said about Congo? Will either one of them say to Kagame, you've been killing enough, it's time to pull out, because otherwise there's going to be repercussions and we won't be able to help you? Maybe they won't say anything along those lines. I don't know. But you have to wonder that, you know, I'm going to upload to the blog. I'm going to start filling up the blog with images and other items. There's a picture of Paul Kagame dancing with Rick Warren while surrounded by And I know people are going to think, oh, here we go. We're going to be racist, anti-Tutsi, and hate rated. No, it's not about that. It's that Rick Warren, this picture was taken recently with Paul Kagame, is dancing in the middle of a circle while somebody sings in the background. Could you imagine a photo of myself being taken with Adolf Hitler or Himmler or Garbo, if I pronounce that last name correctly? If I mispronounce the last name, I apologize. Can you imagine me taking a photo with them dancing at the height of a Holocaust? Ask yourself that question. What message am I saying about how I feel about the Holocaust? Now, maybe Rick Warren did say something to Kagame, and Kagame said, screw you, we're taking care of business here, you need to focus on the Bible. We don't know. I wasn't there. You weren't there. But you wonder if the people that were hoping would advocate on DRC's behalf aren't interested in doing so if it means they'll get more souls for Christ or any other religion, what have you. I want you to think about that. Ben Affleck, I saw the video. I applaud him for doing it. I know he wants to raise awareness for Congo. It's very well put together, good cutting, good editing. They had a They had a premiere at the United Nations in New York. I don't know when, but I know it was some time ago. Watching the video, my question is, as great a job as it is, exactly what awareness is it raising? because there's nothing mentioned about the Rwandans in the country who are murdering people, or the Ugandans. It just further illustrates, it just further solidifies or goes to the extent of having the possibility to have people feel that it's just a bunch of refugees living in horrible situations. When you hear his words, he talks about, you know, we've shown people their dignity, whose villages or cities or towns are being uprooted, and they're forced to live in these, you know, hard conditions. Well, why not say why they were forced to move to these hard conditions? Why not say why they were uprooted? Because of the fighting led by Nkunda, who's supported by Rwanda. And this being the year coming to an end shortly, our next show is not going to be about Congo. It's going to be about our holidays. It's going to be about the holidays. Because you remember I've been saying for some time since our first show that I want to do other things besides just talking about DRC. Not that it's not dear to my heart, but there are other things out there in the world, other perspectives I want to talk about. I met a young lady today who's Canadian, an actress from Canada, Canadian, right? And we talk about the show, and hopefully I can get her on air. She has some interesting points. So those are the things I want to do. Next show, next Saturday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2:30 p.m. And that's going to be our year-end show, the review, reflection, and moving forward. Now, back to Gimme Shelter. So, again, there's no mention of Rwanda being behind the support of Nkunda. There's no mention of Nkunda. There's no mention of anything except showing more African people living in dire situations. That's not cool. So my question to you folks is, will either help Congo? Will Rick Warren, being good friends with Paul Kagame, and obviously now good friends with President-elect Barack Obama, will that relationship help Congo? And will Ben Affleck's short film called Gimme Shelter, will that raise awareness of what's going on in Eastern Congo? I want you to think about that. Anything else going through your mind? We'll leave some music here, and we'll come back. Talk to you later. think is, if Congo was a woman, that's probably what she'd be singing. I'm Alone. You know, great song by Roger Sanchez, outstanding DJ, been in the game for years, the Europe, name of the song is Alone. And I think that's how Congo feels sometimes. And I think that's how the Congolese sometimes feel, often feel, that they're alone in this struggle, that they're fighting a battle because everybody's making so much money. Everybody's making such a great living off the suffering in Eastern Congo. So we're our friends, callers, you out there. You want to call in? Let me hear your opinion. Let me hear your voice. 646-595-2892. 646-595-2892. You could also chat with me. Come in live. Go to the homepage. Click on chat. You can send your questions that way. Save yourself 4 minutes. So, folks, the question is, will it raise awareness? You want to give my opinion? No. Not the kind of awareness that Congo needs right now. The main issue is the invasion and the exploitation. Showing people hiking up the street with all their belongings, for too many people, that's just how they feel Africans are existing anyway. A lot of people, I read this somewhere, a lot of people find it really hard to believe that the victims of genocide in Rwanda are causing genocide to the level of an extermination in Eastern Congo. A lot of people, I feel, cannot believe that the very group of people, specifically the Rwandans, focusing on the Tutsi. I feel a lot of people really having a hard time believing that the folks that were victims of genocide are actually committing genocide and extermination in Eastern Congo. Hence, this silence like a church mouse syndrome that you're seeing right now, where people just aren't saying it. I'm not saying people aren't advocating, people aren't protesting, people aren't trying to get the word out. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that on the higher level, there seems to be this no-fly zone over Rwanda, over Kagame. You know, Kagame, an English-speaking Tutsi who grew up in exile, who, when he led the RPF on their invasion of Rwanda after he orchestrated the plane being shot down, let's get it right now. He's indicted, and some of his people are indicted for that. There's obviously little websites I keep saying that saying a mysterious assailant shot the plane down. This guy runs for office in the last election, and he gets 94.3% of the vote of in Rwanda. And some people had the nerve, probably joking, to say, we noticed there was some voting irregularities. If I can break it down to you, the Tutsi are approximately 13% of the population of Rwanda. The Twa are a smaller percentage, I believe. The English component of Tutsi in Rwanda is smaller than that. So basically, Kagame is a minority within a minority of the Tutsi population. So the question becomes, how is it possible he gets 94.3% of the vote? That bit in Zimbabwe, they'd say Mugabe had the polls rigged. We need to get rid of him. We're going to put sanctions on Zimbabwe, on Harare, and that's it. The guy got to go. In Rwanda, he gets 94.3% of the vote, Paul Kagame. People say, well, there may be some voting irregularities. Even if the Hutus that liked Kagame voted, there's no way he gets 94.3%. Now, maybe Ben Affleck, who I appreciate the fact he did give me shelter because he didn't have to do it, but he wanted to do it, he wanted to get involved. But what happens is, what too often happens is that too many people, when they want to get involved, they don't talk to the people that can tell them exactly what's going on. They talk to the people whose career is being extended by the conflict, whose resume is getting longer by the conflict, whose CV is getting more detailed by the conflict. They're not talking to Nita or someone like that that can say, look, here's what the situation is, all right? These guys want to exploit Congo. The main perpetrator right now is the Rwandan government, who is supporting General Nkunda. Yeah, people in Kinshasa are supporting the other militias, the FDLR and other people. basically what it comes down to is exploitation. If we can just get the people out of the Eastern Congo, then the people of Congo can benefit from the riches. That's all that's going on. That's all that's being asked. That's what's going on. Ben Affleck is not talking to those people. He's talking to those people who are saying the Hutus who committed genocide and are hiding in Rwanda and Eastern Congo. Those are the problems. And things like that. So that's what's going on. So I don't think either is going to help Congo. So all we can do, again, is applaud the fact that Ben took the time to direct. It's not easy to direct. Let me tell you, I directed a short film a little while ago. It's not easy to direct. Who knows what may come of it, though? Someone may see it. It may spark a mind. It may test somebody. I think it's at 11,000 viewings on YouTube. We don't know who it might help. So never, don't get the impression. Don't, you know, walk away saying, he's knocking down Ben Affleck now. What does this guy want? No. We don't know who this may help. Give me shelter video. We don't know who it may touch. Who may see it and say, hey, wow, look what's going on. We got to make a difference. We got to literally raise awareness that how did they get in the situation in the first place? Why are there 40,000 rapes? Why is there almost 8 million dead? Why haven't we heard about this? Well, you know, someone has to be touched that way. Ben, I don't think, understands the scenario of what's going on at that level. I think he's focusing on people living in dignity and all that stuff, blah, blah, blah. I'm focused on how they end up in that situation in the first place, because I remember being back in Congo. We didn't have this problem in the Kivus. No one was starving like that. You had your killings here and there. Don't get me wrong now. You had your political arrest here and there. Now, don't get me wrong. But we didn't see wholesale slaughter of extermination. The most reason I can remember is the Baluba, when Mobutu, the late dictator, incited the people of Katanga to turn on the Baluba, because he wanted to create distraction from his own policies. So, folks, what's going on? Call in 646-595-2892. 646-595-2892. What's going on? What is happening out there? I don't know. I really don't know. Let's take a little a different turn here for a second, if I may. I'm going to play a song here and dedicate this to all the listeners out there who's online. And I can see you online. I can see you. We have about 190 people. Let's pretend we're in Miami right now, where it's nice and toasty and warm. I think it's about a good 80 degrees, wind blowing. So let's pretend we're in Miami and look out your window, see some palm trees and sands. You have your little Mai Tai or non-alcoholic beverage, and let's pretend we're down there in Miami. Stevie V, where you at? Can't play any more music. Not now. We'll close it out with some music. Oh, come on. I know you want to play that song again, but, you know, we have to think about our listeners who are out there in Miami, out there, who are out there, you know, in the toasty sun, give them some music. And we have to do that for our listeners up there in the Northeast who are freezing right now. And actually some of the people who are freezing down here in Los Angeles. So we have 34 minutes left. I already know what song we'll start with, but let's dedicate the remaining 30 minutes here to originationinc.org. That's originationinc. That's INC.org. That's Origination Inc. originationinc.org. Organization out there in Boston, founded in 1994 by Miss Shaumba Iyanja Dibenga. Yes, the name is similar because she's my younger sister. Still going strong after 10 years. Musau Musenga is part of that. Musau Musenga also has Musenga Management. And one of her clients, Shaumba, little Shaumba, is on the cover of, I believe, a Play School box. It is so beautiful. You know what? I may upload that later on so you can see it. I am so proud. So we have Congolese out there in the cut now, the next generation doing making their moves in media. So congratulations to little Shaumba. She's on the cover of I believe the game is a Play School game. She's also my niece. So, hey, you know she looks good and she's smart. Also, Mwadi Bajimba, she has Bajimba Consulting. She's along with Origination, does, I believe, the business affairs. Musau does the management. Kamana Mpata, the Benga, still a newlywed. I don't think it's been a year since the wedding. I think in April it'll be a year. He's involved. He teaches martial arts there. Ome Kongo performs there, OMEKONGO, omekongo.com. I have a younger brother. He does spoken word. Check out his site. I believe they had a show recently. I'm not too sure. They always have a holiday show. And let me tell you, they put on a show where you think you're watching Lion King. I mean, it's that detailed. It's that intense. It's that heavy. But during the show, they always talk about what's going on with the people. What's going on with the people? Back home in the community of Congo and here in the community of Congo. So, in fact, you know what I'm going to do? Let me give you some Welcome to the Congo by Ome Kongo Dibenga.
Welcome to the Congo where the slayers slay and politicians robbing like every day for that diamonds and gold, timber and oil. Can't forget the codes in your find and your cell phone and PlayStation. Yo, it's a crazy situation, but since y'all don't get it, let me give an explanation. See, the Congo's so poor because it's so rich. All the minerals and the whole world, they want it. That's why you don't see it on the daily news, cause you'd be outraged if you saw the abuse. Like one, Tanamo talk like Geronimo Pratt, son, in hopes that we can see some action. Last year, it was only covered by Anderson Cooper, but I guess you had something else to do, bruh. The 5 nights it aired from 10 to midnight. Maybe if it was on Oprah, you'd have seen it ride. But old cover the Congo in 2005, had Lisa Ling live on the scene, no lie. Said the violence here is the world's best secret. It was shown in broad day, but I guess you didn't peep it. Yeah, yeah, this is for Patrice Lumumba, Dr. Dibenga Wasai, Dr. Galela Wakabongo. Anybody out there fighting for the Congo to be free, yo, let's go.
Welcome to the Congo where they slay a slave
play
and the people dying like every day for all the jewelry we buy in the USA, son. And families, they don't stop grieving in mourning. Welcome to the Congo where they slay a slave and the people dying like every day for all the jewelry we buy in the USA, son. And families, they don't stop grieving in mourning.
See, I've been talking about this since I was 8 years old, before Ye rolled diamonds from Sierra Leone. First, I took the academic route and wrote a paper. Y'all was like, man, that stuff's too deep, so make it safer. So I made it artistic and put it in a poem. Y'all was like, you ain't been on Def Jam, so go home. So I made it simple, as could be in a rap. I even went down south and caught the Luda track. But for some of y'all, this is still too dense. Might as well be talking in another tongue like French. Parce que tout le monde sait, je parle la vérité. Je veux seulement liberté pour Congolais. I say this in hopes that y'all stand up and act. Cause if you silent on the Sudan and the Congo Jack, when they come and rape your women, who gon' have your back? So welcome to the Congo, here's your passport back. with your help, I know we'll get free someday. Congo for the Congolese and Lumumba. Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, man, hold up, hold up. Oh, Young Maya, that's right. For Lumumba, welcome to the Congo, where the slayer slay. You know, oof. I don't know, man. I don't know. Tell me, folks. I see you online, but you're not calling. You're probably freezing out there, but I can see you online, so I know you're listening. So talk to me. Is Rick Warren and Ben Affleck that going to help Congo? What's going on? My God, I have another email here of someone saying, hey, you know, we like how you put in those little songs that, you know, kind of like, you know, up-tempo that do a Congo and stuff like that. Can you play it one more? I mean, this is the email. It's the holiday season, and we really like how you come in and out with some music, and you play from the young generation. Can you play that song again that you played before, something about Lingala? It has a strong beat. I'm like, what? I'm trying to figure out. Well, let's go back to the audio. Hold on for a second. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's Na Lingala.
Côté, on a deux fois deux, Congo central, qui nous en a ouest? Moi, on tika rapaté, na on tika moya, on koma moi netiqué. On a fier, ça sa fier des lettres, de voir nangeza, lingala faut connaître. Bana mai ba mi ki babo salingal, ba mi suku na kana ki babo salingal. Inanga moso kama te royo kanga, mouino na cosmos azo ko mina baringa. Soko e bien pourtant sa langue mete ko tunanga. Moi ki tambo kama bilone ya ko chao na tan, de fois te h o w l a n d. Mi sento pike plan yo, ba ma pika pende, soko confirmer na ki tene gros sate. A to beti fenta na mi ki ne gros sate.
Tozako.
Partout, partout,
partout.
Mon collecteur bah il s'est engagé Pikachu. What the fuck you gonna do? Oh, la moi, on a facilement négré zaté. Il faut pas jouer tant pour n'avoir l'ongola hier. Moi, n'a pas idole, on a quatre idéologies. N'a pas moteur, on a quatre locomotives. Ce qu'on met qui n'a pas négo jamétif. On s'en a besoin de rappeler dans le col à moi, Yakin.
Tozako, Pesayo, Biloko, Osana, Moposa, Yaforma, Kamatango, Nanina.
Verset 3, n'a pas son.
DJ, no, don't put that needle back. No. Keep that CD off. We got to keep flowing. You know, we start becoming the party hour, and I'm not a party hours person. Maybe a party 3 days, but definitely not a party hour. Hey, guys, look, we got 25 minutes left here. You know, we're going to bring it down. We're going to close it down. We're talking about Origination. We're going to dedicate this to them. You know, they're doing a lot for the youth out there. I'm kind of dismayed that for as many youth as they've helped out there in Boston and from Boston spreading out to the south, to the west, to the north, that you don't see as much media coverage of them as there should be. That's very dismaying to me personally, particularly when, you know, they do their shows in a way where it's both entertaining and enlightening. In our case, when it comes to our family, we do things that are enlightening first, and then we slide into entertaining. So I'm going to figure out a way we can interview Shaumba live again. She's one of the people I want to interview. Omer Congo live via call-in since I'm on the West Coast and they're on the East Coast. You know, West Side, you know. So those are the directions I want to go. And I really want to remind people that, yes, I am Congolese. It's in my blood, it's in my spirit. But I want to make sure I give you the news as the news needs to be given, not with ranting and raving and pointing fingers. No, 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 not with blaming people. No, that's not about blaming, like, well, it's their fault, because if you remember what I've said from day one, if those backstabbing, spineless, no authority, no backbone Congolese like Wamba Diawamba, Demfelche, Bemba, and those guys, Onusumba, if those guys didn't help the people of the Ugandan military and the Rwandan military in the first place, we wouldn't be in the situation that we are now. Particularly that general whose name escapes me. I think he was in charge of 36th Infantry. But you know what? I'm going to tell you something. No, I'm going to hold up. I'm going to hold on for our special show at the beginning of the year. A lot of people have heard about RCD and things like that, but I don't think people know how RCD was formed. We're going to talk about that when we come back after the New Year. Also, I'm going to see if I can play some segments from our film, Once Upon a Time in the Congo. We finally have everything set, and let me tell you, I'm looking forward to really shooting this piece. I always was, but I think maybe we need that to be the companion piece to give me shelter. If you want to find out what happened to the refugees in during the Congo extermination, go see Give Me Shelter. If you want to see how they ended up becoming refugees in the first place, come see Once Upon a Time in the Congo. So we're going to focus on that. I'm definitely going to talk about that more in my upcoming weeks, but I really want to get some footage up there and also play an interview with the cast. First one we're trying to get is B.B. Amos, who I talked about last show. But another email, my goodness. Someone saying, oh, wait, but that's not fair. There's someone saying, no, I want to read this email too. This person is called Lalo. Now, I don't know what exactly that means, but and they're saying here that you're playing all this music and you haven't played any Kanye West, and he talked about Diamonds and Blood Diamonds. Yeah, he did. I played a little while ago. Another person's writing back saying, that was a little while ago. You know, we only have a few minutes left. Could you at least play that for us since you're playing these theme songs? Okay, I will. Let me see if I can find Kanye. I think he's over there by the window looking out just in case, you know, and Kunde comes down Figueroa and Broadway, come looking for me. So Kanye West, come here for a second. You have a listener here that wants to hear a little bit of your cuss, so if you can do me a favor, please bless the microphone. Thank you.
Diamonds are forever.
We'll dedicate this to Akin Lana.
All I need to please me.
She's out there in New York.
Stimulate to tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever.
Throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe.
Diamonds are forever.
The rock is still alive every time I rhyme. People lose hands, legs, arms for real. Little was known of Sierra Leone and how we connect to the diamonds we own. When I speak of diamonds in a song, I ain't talking about the ones that be glown. I'm talking about Rockefeller, my home, my chain. These ain't conflict diamonds. Is they Jacob? Don't lie to me, man. See a part of me saying, keep shining. How? When I know where the blood diamonds. So it's thousands of miles away. Sierra Leone connect to what we go through today. Over here, it's the drug trade. We die from drugs. Over there, they die from what we buy from drugs. The diamonds, the chains, the braces, the charms is. I thought my Jesus piece was so harmless. Till I seen a picture of a shorty armless. And here's the conflict. It's in the black person's soul to rock that gold. Spend your whole life trying to get that ice. On a polo rugby, you look so nice. How could something so wrong make me feel so right? Right? Before I beat myself up like Ike. You can still throw your Rockefeller diamond tonight. Because
diamonds are
Throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe. The rock is still alive every time I rhyme. Same day I get the game back. You know the next questions are, yo, where Dame at? This track the Indian dance to bring our rain back. What's up with you and Jay, man? Are y'all okay, man?
Yep, Jay. I got it from here, yay, damn. The chain remains, the gang is intact. The name is mine, I'll take blame for that. The pressure's on, but guess who ain't gonna crack? Pardon me, I had to laugh at that. How could you falter when you're the rock with your balls? I had to get off the boat so I could walk on water. This ain't no tall order, this is nothing to me. Difficult takes a day, impossible takes a week. I just miss in my sleep. I sold kilos of coke. I'm guessing I could sell CDs. I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman. Let me handle my business, damn. Kanye's, you got me. Freeway and Foxy. YG's, Pierre, Marie. PD, watch me. Bleak could be one hit away his whole career. As long as I'm alive, he's a millionaire. And even if I die, he's in my will somewhere. So he could just kick back and chill somewhere. Oh, yeah. He don't even have to write rounds of dynasty like my money lasts three lifetimes. Shelly Bass in a rare saying exactly what I've been saying practically my whole career. The diamond is fair, Bob and money is forever. Now that the Reaper's hard on, coming couldn't be better. People lined up to see the Titanic sinking. Instead, we rose from the ash like a phoenix. If you're waiting for the end, a dynasty sign, it would seem like forever. It's a mighty long time. I'm young.
Diamonds are forever. And so isn't the Congo. If you hear me out there, let me hear you. That's what I want to know. That's what I want to know. You see, this is how I like to have some fun. You mix it in, we can be enlightening, and we can be entertaining. That one, that segment right there, that song right there was dedicated to Akinlana Burrows out there in New York working her three jobs. And I don't know how she finds the time to listen and correct me with a little emails. This is how you properly spell Mary McKeeba. So again, that's dedicated to Akinlana Burrows. Diamonds are forever, and so isn't she. Now, we have 17 minutes. My goodness, now I'm seeing all, no, folks, we cannot make this into a radio station that's playing music all the time. But, you know, we can have our fun. But, again, someone has a question and answer here, too. Rick Warren is someone who wrote a strong book about what you can do in life. At the same time, Rick Warren is more concerned about and more interested in seeing the good in somebody instead of looking at the bad. We don't know if he's saying any, if he said anything to Kagame and Kagame's not listening to him. We don't know if Rick Warren is dismayed and is very unhappy with what Kagame is doing. But let's at least give him the benefit of doubt that maybe he is speaking on the situation and he has informed him spiritually in that what you reap what you sow. Wow. That's from Marion from Arizona. Marion from Arizona. Was that Marion? Hey, thank you. That's deep. No, that is serious. That is, that's true. And I believe I said it earlier during our show that we don't know what Rick Warren says to Kagame. We don't know what President-elect Barack is saying to Rick Warren. We don't know that. We're not there. I'm not there. I don't have a wiretap there. I don't have any bugs there. I don't have any friends. No, we don't know. So I always want to quantify by telling people that, look, we can only say what we know, and we can only speak on of what we see. But we don't know everything. So as I'm talking here, there may be a discussion with President-elect Barack and Rick Warren along the lines of, hey, look, you know, you've done some spiritual work with Kagame. You need to inform him that, you know, spiritually he's, you know, spitting in the face of God and his faith by conducting the murdering of so many people. We don't know that. And Rick may be saying back, you know, I have tried to speak to this guy. He doesn't want to listen. We don't know. So let's give him the benefit of doubt. I'm just very disappointed based on what I do know. You know, Jenna, did that make sense to you? Thank you. I hope it makes sense to you guys. So, as for Mr. Affleck, I'm looking forward to meeting him one day. I believe we will definitely cross paths, and I'll definitely give him love. I think sometimes, though, when people do these things and you point out to them, hey, look, you know, we appreciate what you're doing, but you're not really saying the right message, by either very receptive, saying they're still learning or what's going on, still want to know what's happening, or sometimes they're very, like, you know, arrogant, thinking that, you know, well, this is my thing and I'm directing this thing, you know, so this is the story I'm telling, and if you don't like it, tough. Kind of like that lady who did, what was that movie documentary that came out a little while ago that has to do with the women being raped in Congo? Oh, someone call in, 646-595-2892 with that answer. It came out, oh, I can't remember. But this lady was getting awards here, awards there for her documentaries on HBO, and nothing was ever said in the documentary that caused any movement like Dial Fur had. And that's the question. Why is it Dial Fur was getting so much press from the celebrity and stuff like that, where there's about 200,000 dead, versus DRC Congo, where there's like 8 million dead? Now, you've noticed, have you ever noticed, here's something that makes you go, that Arsenio used to do. They talk about 200,000 killed in Darfur, I believe they said that, and about 1.2 million displaced. But when it comes to Congo, they'll say 5.4 million dead, mostly from starvation and not able to be able to get medical attention. They're like, what's that word I'm looking for? They're almost minimizing the number just by saying, well, you know, it was 6 million died, but they weren't outright killed. They were just, you know, they just starved from lack of food or died because they bled to death because they couldn't get to the hospital that was destroyed by the rebels, who the rebels who were being supported by Nkunda, and Nkunda was being supported by Rwanda. It's never along those lines. It's always 5.4 million dead, mostly from disease and starvation. Am I missing something, people, Wonderland? What do you mean mostly by death? Death is death. Let me break something down to you because, you know, we always weave our little historical stuff, all right? Let's bring it down. I was watching the BBC where they're talking about the Nazis, you know, the Nationalist Socialist Party, Hitler's party, and how they occupied Germany. And they're talking about the ghettos. And I'm not trying to be funny. They're talking about the ghetto, Warsaw, and those places. You know, the ghettos within Warsaw, what have you. Anyways, I may have that wrong in terms of name, but I think hopefully my listeners out there can correct me or whatever, but I'm focusing on what's going on. And I remember, bear with me if I recall this chain of events, this sequence. They would have the Jews live in a particular city. You'd be safe there, you could stay there, blah, blah, blah. Then they will build a fence around the city, or a wall, but a fence around the city, basically making them prisoners within the city. And they'll bring in bread, bring in food and stuff like that. Then eventually they will start charging them for the food that they were giving the Jews that was trapped in these cities, like in Warsaw. Then eventually they ran out of money, so they started giving their clothes and stuff like that. And then eventually the Jews had nothing to offer. They had nothing they could give to buy the food. So eventually they start to starve to death. This is on the BBC, the Nazis. I don't have the exact wording, but that's the sequence of events. But when you talk about the Holocaust, they talk about 6 million being killed during the Holocaust. They're not talking about 6 million, you know, died mostly from starvation, 6 million died mostly from riding the train, 6 million died mostly from, you know, freezing to death. No, they say 6 million died. Case closed. Darfur. First, but yeah, we get to look at the Darfur. Rwanda. Almost 800,000 were killed by Hutus who want to wipe them out. They don't talk about how many of them people were killed when Kagame was doing Paul Kagame and his RPF was herding Tutsis and stuff like that towards the militias. They didn't talk about that. They didn't talk about how many were dying from starvation. They didn't talk about how many were raped to death. No. 500,000 to 800,000 died. Now we come to Darfur. 200,000 died, 1.2 million displaced. They don't talk about how many were starving to death, raped to death, medicated to death because they couldn't get to the hospital. They said dead. So why is it that people, when it comes to the, you see, again, the game is still being played. The game is still being played. Because they know if they come out and say, I don't know who these they are, but that they know who they are because they're listening. These folks who are building their careers, their next government post, their next, you know, Ivy League job, their next teaching assignment, their next, you know, speaking engagement where they're an expert on genocide. Let me ask this question. How is Samantha Power as an expert on genocide? What genocide has she stopped? What genocide has she prevented? Where is she now? The last I heard of her, she was back with the Obama campaign. The Obama administration is one of his advisors. The last I heard of her before that, he kicked out of it because before that she had called Hillary Clinton a monster. So where is she? So during her time out there in exile from the Obama administration, where was she leading the charge on what's going on in Congo? How do you have all these people who are genocide, who are experts on genocide? How do you become an expert on genocide? This is what you say. Group A is the majority. Group B is a minority. Group A basically want to wipe out Group B. There, I'm an expert on genocide. I'm always wondering, how is somebody, we have today Samantha Powers on the air. She is an expert on genocide or genocide expert. Okay. What genocide has she prevented? She's so friendly with Rwanda. They thought she was Rwandan at one point. Come on now. Come on. When was she out there marching? When was she out there raising awareness? You think, is she talking in President-elect Barack Obama's ear about what's going on in Congo? Folks, we have an extermination taking place. What is it going to take? How many more millions need to die? Forget this starving to death and disease and stuff. Death is death. It really irritates me when I hear people. Don't you get bothered when people say that? My Congolese out there. My friends of the Congolese out there. Doesn't that just irritate you? How many women are dying right now because they're raped by 10 guys? Left for dead on the road. Can't get to the hospital. Why is that death a little different from just being murdered? Come on. Just go to all a bunch of mealy-mouthed cowards out there in D.C., out there in the Bay Area, out there running their mouths talking about they're experts on genocide, running their mouths talking about they know what to do. Well, where were you before? It's like those people at Darfur. Most of these people that were hiding in the closet that had something to say about Khartoum and Sudan and Darfur, you didn't hear their mouths until you started seeing that they came on horseback, shaking hands with the devil. Well, that's Rwanda, but the same thing, same principle. So tell me those folks, those Darfur movement people out there, how many lives have you saved? Tell me those folks in Hollywood, my celebrity friends. How many lives were made a difference by all the sanctions, by all the legislation? Khartoum looked at you and said, you know what, you can march all you want and do your legislation all you want. You can boycott all you want. You can divest all you want. Oil's trading at $190 a barrel. We're getting our money. Forget you. So I'm not saying don't do what you are doing. Don't do the movement. What I'm saying is that we have to stop just doing a movement and say I'm marching. We need to start seeing results like apartheid or the civil rights movement with the bus boycotts or Cesar Chavez leading the boycotts out here in the West Coast. We need to stop saying this, and making a little documentary showing a bunch of Africans starving to death in some place living in these discrepant quarters. We need to start talking the truth. And we need to start quantifying. Because where is all that money, all that millions of dollars that George Clooney and his father raised, Don Cheadle raised, when John Prendergast raised? Where is all that money? Where is it all benefiting the people of Darfur? I'm not talking about those that raised the money. How have we made a difference? People, 646-595-2892, or you can chat with me. That's what I want to know. How are we making the difference? How do we know we are making a difference? Someone asked me in our last program, how do you know, asking me, that you made a difference? And I said, I don't know. Unless someone gets on the air and says, I heard this broadcast from this guy inside, a fellow Congolese, you know, who was talking about what's going on. And people brought that up here. Unless I hear something like that, I don't know. But I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to stop. But I'm not going to be consumed by what's happening because I won't be able to function. We have to be analytical, look at the scenario, and bring the word of the truth of what's going on in a way that those that don't know will know, and those that do know will be embarrassed that they haven't opened their mouth to tell people what's really going on. How many folks have died in Eastern Congo and the Kivus since my last show? How many have died in this hour that we've done? Crawling to a hospital that's not there anymore. A woman crawling back to her husband after being raped, but he's not there because he's dead in the bush. A young girl looking for her mother and father, but she doesn't know where they are because she's in some rebel camp with Nkunda or the FDLR or those little Rasta cowards out there in Eastern Congo, far away from where her family is. or their young boy who's in a refugee camp until Nkunda and his boys came in and took him and said, you're going to be a child soldier, not militia. Or those fake Mai Mais, not Padiri's Mai Mais, General Padiri's Mai Mais, those fake Mai Mais. How many of them going through right now? A young woman has died. We got 4 minutes left. What are we going to do, folks? What are we going to do? Let's close out this show. It's hot in Mexico. It's hot down in Miami. So let's dedicate, let's play this song for the young girls out there. It's by Alejandro Fernandez, Como Estrella. It's about how he lost his loved one. He's going to close out our show. Folks, you have a safe week. Have a safe weekend. In the Northeast, stay warm. You have a great week. A Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. I believe Hanukkah is being celebrated soon, if we're not in the midst of it right now. Next week, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we're going to broadcast live. I love this song. The beat reminds me of some rumble from back home. Alejandro, I want you to do that song dedicated to the ladies of Congo.
Te quiero, qué pena verte perdido, como quien pierde una estrella que se le va al infinito. Después de quererte tanto, ay, después de quererla tanto, Diosito dame consuelo para sacarme de adentro esto que me está matando allá, allá.
Merry Christmas, folks. Happy Kwanzaa. Hanukkah, we're closing out the show, folks. Make a difference, make a difference.
Después de quererla tanto, Diosito dame consuelo para sacarme de adentro esto que me está matando allá, allá.